Sir. And it looks like the ball falls incomplete, but it was a beautiful throw to the back of the end zone that looked like it was a 50-50 jump ball. I thought somebody was going to come down with it, but ultimately nobody comes down with it. And now Tyler Mullen is on to try and make this a one-point ball game. If he makes this field goal, it would be 7-6. If he misses, it's still 7-3. Kick is up, and the kick is good. So it's a 7-6 ball game. Once again, we got a baseball score as Laurier is up 22-0 over Guelph. Like I said, Laurier is going to win that game. I have zero doubts about that. So we know that the Yates Cup will be played in Laurier next week. I'm already going to call that game. I don't see Guelph. Laurier isn't Western, folks. They ain't Western. They're not going to choke the game away. So Laurier will be the host of next week's Yates Cup. Who they will play, we are still waiting to find out. Gales trail by 1 point. Domovsky throwing left and batted away. A beautiful play from this Queens secondary. A deep shot down the middle of the field ultimately falls incomplete. Tremendous job there from the Gales secondary unit, as it will now be second and 10 from the Windsor 35. Just waiting to confirm that it is indeed 7-6, as the Windsor score operators are struggling here. Multiple men in motion for Domovsky. Low snap, but he does field it. He is under pressure. He is rolling right. He's going to throw this one, and I'm waiting to see, was that complete or did that fall harmlessly to the turf? It was thrown into a bizarre spot, and it looks like there is no movement from the sticks crew, so that is a two and out for the Lancers. So this Queens defense responds very strongly after a long touchdown drive from the Lancers, and they're going to get a chance to force a punt here from Brady Lidster, who had his first punt blocked way back in the start of the first quarter. This one is a good punt by Lidster. It's going to be caught at the 26-yard line and a short return. But it will be first and 10 for the Gales. Right around, maybe just a bit before their own 40-yard line. And as I'm being told, the temperature has dropped. It is 6 degrees. There is not a whiff of sunshine anywhere in Windsor. It is gray. It is dark. It is cold. And we have got a one-point ball game. Your Gales trail by a single point, a rouge. But as we learned last week, a rouge can make all the difference in a football game. And if you don't believe me, ask those purple Mustangs who, for the first time in 20-plus years, had their season end before the OUA semifinals. This is Queen's fifth straight year of making the OUA's Final Four. They are awaiting a breakthrough, however, still looking to win a Yates Cup. Obviously, the last time they did so, 2009, that outstanding OUA and then eventually U Sports championship team. Since then, the Gales have come close to tasting glory, but have ultimately fallen short. They're hoping this is the team, this is the year where they can finally host the oldest and richest prize in our game. Multiple men in motion on the left-hand side. Vraken, quick hitter to Cedric Smith. Cedric Smith with a catch and a short gain of about 5 yards or so, setting up second and 5 from the Queen's 45. And Cedric Smith you may recall last time these two teams tangled had a strong contender for the Queen's play of the year, a truly marvelous, remarkable catch and run for six. We'd love to see another big play from Cedric Smith here, as we have got quads on the right, nobody on the left, quick bubble screen, and that's going to be short of first down yardage. So these two teams trading punts and not really trading much in the way of points. 7-6 is your score line here. Laurier, meanwhile, is up 24-0 over the Guelph Griffins. Not really a surprise there, I will say. I'm just going to stop checking for updates from that game because it ain't going to matter. So another punt situation. Driver has struggled so far today. See if he can. There we go. That is more like it. A better punt there from Matt Driver, caught inside the 25-yard line and tackled up immediately by number 35, Jace Baldwin. So with 2.5 minutes to play in our first half of football action, the Lancers will get at least one more offensive possession. They lead by a single point. The Gales have put up two field goals. The Lancers, the game's only touchdown so far. In this contest to determine who gets the right to play Laurier next week in Kitchener-Waterloo, play them, I guess, at the stadium that may never be built. It seems like it's always under construction. Have to figure that out. First and 10, handoff. Oh, taken down immediately. And folks, I don't know about you. I'm parched. I'm looking for some juice. The juice was loose, but unfortunately, there is also now a flag in the backfield that I'm guessing is unsportsmanlike conduct, but it's on the Lancers. So a great, great sequence there for the Gales. An OJTFL tackle for loss, and then an unforced mental error by the Lancers will back them up. It is second and Michigan State here. I'm talking, we are thousands of miles away from the first down yardage, man. A great play by OJ compounded with a less than brilliant play from somebody in the maize and blue has got Windsor looking at something akin to second and 22. We're going to see, yes, indeed, it is going to be a quick handoff, and this one's going nowhere, and the ball is out. The Gales have recovered the football inside the five. A huge turnover from this Queens defense. My goodness gracious, the Gales are out for blood. An incredible defensive sequence has got Queens knock, knock, knocking at the door of 6 points. This defense answering the call after a bit of a struggle on the first drive of the second quarter. They have just given their offense a gift, an eerily similar position to last week, first and goal from the five. Last week, the Gales turned the ball over on their first play, first and goal. An interception may have cost them the game. Let's see what they can draw up here. Handoff up the middle. Stopped. Maybe a yard for Isaiah Adams, probably less than that. So now we've got second and goal from the five. This Queens defense, a remarkable play, forcing a fumble from Liam Talbot. But now we have to see if this offense can capitalize on this opportunity. If you can't, this could be a deciding series in this football game. Second and goal. The Gales trail, but they're at about the 6-yard line or so, looking for six. Vraken dropping back, under pressure, rolling out, complete touchdown Queens. Alex Vraken finding his favorite target, one of the great receivers in Queens history, not ready for his Gales tenure to end. Nathan Falcone, a touchdown at the goal line, gives the Gales the lead. Oh my goodness gracious. We ain't done yet, folks. The Gaels want their shot. They want their rematch, and they're playing like men possessed here today. Queens looking to make this a 13-7 ball game with 2 minutes to play in our first half as the Lancers jump offsides. So we're going to kick this one again. Queens' first touchdown comes courtesy of Alex Vraken to Nathan Falcone. A catch at the goal line, powered in for six. Tyler Mullen on to try and give them their seven. What a sequence from the Gaels. A turnover by the defense, a touchdown by the offense. And they have taken the momentum late here in the first half. And it couldn't come a moment too soon. A disastrous sequence for the Lancers started with a tackle for loss, was compounded by a unsportsmanlike conduct call. And then the next play after that was a Liam Talbot fumble. And two plays later, the Gaels put six up on the board, although I am being told that Jared Kasari is not currently on the Queens sideline. Might be dealing with a minor injury. So we will keep you abreast of that situation when I have more. But what I can tell you with certainty is that the Gaels lead by six. They are up 13-7. Over the Windsor Lancers in this OUA semifinal football game. As Jared Kasari is indeed dealing with some kind of injury. We're not sure what exactly that is yet, but that would be obviously a crushing loss to this Queens team, not just for this week, but possibly for any future playoff games should they get there. I will keep you up to date, up to speed on that as I learn more. It would explain why Isaiah Adams has been getting the lion's share of the offensive load. And the Gaels, remember, only brought three running backs on the road today. Jared Kasari, Isaiah Adams, and the rookie Jace Baldwin. And it would be asking an awful lot of Jace Baldwin to try and shoulder the load against this Lancer defense. Mullen with a high arcing kick. Caught and out of bounds inside the 30-yard line. So Windsor going to try to get back at it on offense. And a reminder, folks, CFRC's funding drive is ongoing. You're going to hear a word about that during our halftime break as well. But if you want to support the kind of work that we do here with football, both on the airwaves and on social media, if you're wondering how you can offer us your thanks, maybe consider donating to CFRC.ca. Or if you're feeling very generous, you can give through the Queen's University Giving Portal and get a tax receipt. All that money going towards the kind of stuff that we do on a daily basis here at CFRC. Domovsky rolling left. Oh my goodness. Nick Domovsky just had his clock cleaned by Jacob Baldwin. And unfortunately, Domovsky is down and he is hurt. It was a clean hit, but it was a hard hit. And Nick Domovsky is on the turf, I think maybe regretting his decision to drop his shoulder and run. Wow. And this might be a moment, folks, as Nick Domovsky is tended to, let's throw to a word about CFRC's funding drive. This is Gaels Game Day on CFRC. And if you're just joining us, your Gaels are up 13-7 on the road against the Windsor Lancers, and it looks like this might be a minute, folks, so I'm going to throw one more word from Old Farm in there as well, because Domovsky is down, and he is feeling it.
Hey, this is Nate Bright, co-producer of this season's CFRC live sessions and release rating reels on Instagram. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFNC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make a gift today via CFNC.ca.
Never mind, folks. We are back at it quicker. Josh Fuli here with the handoff to Weebe Mambo. And Mambo, wow, somehow made his way through what looked like a guaranteed TFL. But Mambo kept his legs churning, and he has got the Lancers right at the midfield mark. I thought for sure the Gales had that one sussed out. But Mambo, with a little bit of magic there, has got the Lancers moving and grooving. And yes, Josh, I'm looking. I didn't think I was going to have to say his name, but Josh Foulis, I believe, is the pronunciation. F-O-U-L-I-S. As Jerkasari has returned to the Queen's sideline, so looks like he was tended to by the training staff, but it doesn't seem like it's anything too serious. If you're just joining us, Jacob Baldwin laid a hard, clean hit on Nick Domovsky and, well, got Domovsky rattled. So the Lancers backup QB, Josh Foulis, is in the game. Which, man, this point in the season, it's not just the hits you take in the game. It's an accumulation of every bit of damage you have sustained across the entirety of the season. And Domovsky, it was a clean hit, folks. Don't get me wrong. He kept the ball on a quarterback play-action bootleg play, and Jacob Baldwin met him with force and knocked him out of the ball game. So we're going to see another handoff. This one, and it's another good gain from the Lancers. This one courtesy of Andrew Delaney, number 15, in the maize and blue. A minute 14 remaining here in our first half of football action. 13-7, your scoreline. Second and short going to be converted for a first down, it looks like. Pretty confident about that, just given the spot that I've got here. A cool gray day in Windsor. Both teams, these two heavyweights, throwing haymakers. The winner will advance to play Laurier. Although that game is not over, it may as well be. They are up big over Guelph, which means these two teams are going to have to slug it out for the right to travel to Kitchener-Waterloo. And I think I'll start drafting and hopefully get a chance to send my email asking about, hey, can you guys actually find a space for me this year? Or do I have to wait until 2099 when the stadium is eventually finished? We are bringing out these sticks. And Windsor, looking to advance to play Laurier, will get their first down by a nose. So they'll keep their drive alive. So let's see. It looks like they're going to stick to the ground game with their backup quarterback in. Although it is a bit of a pass formation, I expect they will keep this on the ground, keep pounding the rock. Neither team able to find much separation from their opponent today. We're going to see Josh Foley's first pass. And it's a high one, and it is ultimately knocked away. Great play from this Queens secondary. What else is new? This unit has been a calming presence for this Gales defense all season. And they continue the good work here. Second and long coming up. Number 7 for the Lancers, taking over for number 11, Nick Domovsky, who was able to get off the field under his own power. He may be back after halftime, but Josh Foulis needs to handle things until then. He's got a second and long here. His first pass was incomplete, but it was a nice-looking ball. Let's see how he does on his second under pressure, but he does complete it for a first down. Oliver Jackson was there, but was about a half step too slow. Good composure from the backup quarterback has got the Lancers moving here. It's going to be a first and 10 Windsor inside Queens territory. On an overcast gray day from the 35, a handoff up the middle and a good gain at that. As Windsor, I think, has picked up another first down with 30 seconds to go here in our first half of football action. If you're Queens, at this point, you can settle for a field goal. You just don't want to give up six. Give up seven, go into the half trailing on the road deep in enemy territory. You got a 6-hour bus ride back. You'd like it to be a positive one. We know whoever wins this is going to be on the road next week, as Laurier is throttling Guelph. Last I saw, I'm going to double check here, but they are in firm control. As Windsor will have 33 seconds to go 15 yards or so for pay dirt. And it looks like, yes, Laurier up 27 at halftime. Cruise control against Guelph, which I am not surprised by in the least. I think there was a 0.001% chance that Guelph beat Laurier. And that appears to be the case. We have a Mambo back in the ball game here. See if he can finish off what has been a great final drive of the first half. Gales lead 13-7, but Windsor is threatening points inside the Queens 20-yard line. Looks like they're about the 16 or so. So they've still got a lot of work, a lot of ways to hurt you, a lot of yardage to work with. Let's see what they can drum up here. It is going to be a handoff to Mambo on the left-hand side. Mambo is going to be knocked out of bounds, but and he's down again. He was stretching for the goal line, and he is in pain. They brought Mambo in. And they're going to have to take Mambo out again. Once again, just clean, nothing dirty there. He was stretching for the end zone along the sideline, was taken down and is shaken up. He picked up a good gain. He definitely gave Windsor some strong field position, but it certainly had a cost associated with it. As he is being tended to, we're going to stay with you until the end of this first half. Gales do lead 13-7, but it's starting to get down to the nitty-gritty here. Windsor trying to secure their first Yates Cup appearance in a very, very long time. Queens trying to get back to it for the first time in three seasons. Something that Don Lewis and I talked about a few weeks back is this is the second time the Gales have had five straight winning seasons. That first time culminated with the 1992 Vanier Cup. We shall see if this unit can reach those same lofty standards. But it's worth noting that, yes, with their fifth straight season of at least five wins, Queens, yes, has had five winning years in a row, five consecutive second-round playoff trips. But now they've had two consecutive second-round exits. And prior to that, they had two consecutive Yates Cup blowouts. So although Queens has made it to the doorstep a few times, they've yet to break through and lift the richest prize in the game. And with their backs against the wall here in Windsor, we're going to need to see something spectacular from this defense again. We did see that incredible turnover generated that led to the Gales' first touchdown of the ball game, but that was second and 20 from the Windsor 5. This is second and goal from the Queens 3 with 26 seconds to play here in our first half of football action. It's going to be a handoff up the middle. Andrew Delaney. Ooh, he's going to be close. He's going to be very close. But I think he was downed before he got in. So another great hold from this Queens defense. But Windsor, they're just going to get right back up and go for it again. From the one, quarterback trying to fall forward. A flag is down. I don't know who this is on. This is a huge, huge moment. Oh, it's a false start on the Lancers. So they are moving back 5 yards. They tried to on first and goal. Well, it had to be first and goal, right? Okay, yes. So Mambo was short of the first down. They got on the next play. And then that was their first and goal try, which ultimately resulted in a penalty on the offense, a false start. So now it's going to be first and goal for real this time, albeit now from the 6-yard line. I think. some OUA TV broadcasters don't have, you know, down and distance cryons or you know, a second camera angle. So it can get a little hazy at times, if you'll forgive me. And it looks like the Lancers are screaming at their own sideline as a timeout looks like has been issued. It seems like there have been miscommunication errors with the equipment going into the quarterbacks all day. I know the Gales struggled with that earlier. It looks like Windsor is having the same kind of issues getting the play calls in. So bear with me here as we go through this timeout. The Gales leading by 6. Winner gets the right to play Laurier for the Yates Cup next week. Still have no idea who's going to prevail in this game. This one feels like it's going to be coming right down to the wire. But this is a pretty consequential sequence here. A goal line situation. The Lancers tried to sneak it in with the quarterback and resulted in a penalty against Windsor. The Gales defense, as we've seen in the past, they have a lot of third and goal stops to their name, including a very consequential one back in 2021 that quite literally won them the game. There's that stupid little wildcat formation spin. And it's going to work. Oh, tackled right at the one. Kareem Cotton tried to sneak that one through. I just hate that they do. It's like they're in Mario Party. They have like an idle animation where they spin in place before the snap in Wildcat. It looks completely ridiculous, and it doesn't help. You're just spinning in place. And it ultimately resulted in a gain of 4, but it'd now be third and goal from the 2-yard line with 9 seconds left to play in our first half of football action. And it feels like this is the longest 20 seconds of in-game action we've ever seen. But here we go. Kareem Cotton under center trying to end this drive. And I think he has done exactly that. That should be a touchdown for the Lancers heading into the half. But we still don't have any definitive answer on third and goal. There we go. It is indeed a touchdown. So Queens will trail heading into the half with 3 seconds remaining on our timer here. And my goodness, it's been a 90-minute first half. And a defensive first half for the most part, although we did see 2 touchdowns here in the second quarter. One for the Gales, one for the Lancers. As Lidster is on to give his team the lead heading into half. Kick is up, and the kick is good. And we'll see if the Gaels do get one more, but it looks like, yes, both teams are heading into halftime. Windsor leads 14-13. And when we come back, I'll have another update for you on the Guelph-Laurier game. But if you're curious, Laurier's up big and will almost certainly win that game. Whoever wins here, Queens or Windsor, will travel to Kitchener-Waterloo next week. It's heading into the half with a 14-13 scoreline. Windsor leads, looking for the right to play Laurier for the Yates Cup. Folks, we are going to throw to one more word from our second quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods. Then I'm going to give you some music, and I'll be back with you in a few minutes' time for your Grad Club halftime show.
Thank you to our second quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods. Stocking only the finest in locally sourced goods, Old Farm Fine Foods has a sterling reputation for the products it carries and its customer service. Swing by 204 Berry Street Monday through Saturday to get a taste of the farm in the heart of downtown Kingston.
CFRC 101.9 FM's funding drive is now underway. Join us this fall for great events, including our fun and game nights at Minotaur Games and Gifts downtown Kingston on November 13th. Bring your pals and play cards and board games with CFRC volunteers for free. Door prizes are available for $10 ticket donations, available now via CFRC.ca. The fun starts at 7 p.m. Join us at Minotaur for CFRC Fun and Games November 13th. See you there. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present a single by Kentucky called Born American, a song that is both a question and a reflection, urging listeners to consider the human impact of our world's shifting borders and systems. With vivid imagery and raw emotion, the song and its accompanying video invite you to feel deeply and reflect on compassion and understanding. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Born American by Kentucky on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
In the hospital, all alone in the middle of the night, a lonely mother gave her life. A nurse drove the dead woman's hair. Tight, said he
generosity, his sense of community, his personal commitment to personal responsibility. These are just a few of the ways the people in his town could tell that he was born American. He was quick to fight, but he was also quick to forgive. He was cool, and he was handsome.
Called to the street and called to defend their sons and daughters from the man with the masks and the jackets that say ICE. You better come with me, 'cause your birthright in the land of the free man, it won't mean a damn, it'll mean nothing, it won't mean nothing.
Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada? Did you know tips and tricks to limit alcohol use, especially during adult social gatherings? The province of Ontario recommends adults who use alcohol to drink slowly and consume lots of water, to eat before and while they are drinking, and to choose alcohol-free beverages and activities. Learn more about your health and the safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Did you know that the Grad Club also offers outstanding catering options for your events? They offer a wide variety of meal options, including plenty of vegetarian and vegan alternatives. More information about their new catering menu can be found at thegradclub.ca.
You're listening to Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, the Grad Club Halftime Show. And we're back. This is the Grad Club Halftime Show here on Gales Game Day, right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. And if you're just joining us, well, you missed
certainly quite an interesting first half of football action. I hesitate to say it was a breakneck, fast and furious, exciting pace, but there was a lot of intrigue going on, and your Queens Gaels trail by a single point. It's a 14-13 ball game. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, just thank you again to our title sponsor this season, the Grad Club. They've been with us for years. I hope you'll check them out if you get the chance. Well, this game has gone kind of how every other Windsor and Queens game over the last 3 years or so has gone. It's been a lot of defensive football. It's hinged on turnovers, and it has been immensely physical, as we have seen players from both teams on the sidelines, although it seems like my reporter Boots on the Ground is telling me that both Nick Domovsky and Jared Kasari do appear to be back on the sidelines, back up and running, so it's very possible we see the Lancers starting quarterback back in the ballgame, possibly as soon as the next possession, and we could see Jared Kasari back in action as well. The Gaels got the scoring started with a Tyler Mullen field goal that came after a punt block. That punt block gave the Gaels starting field position around the Lancer 40-yard line. They drove about 15 yards or so before Tyler Mullen was able to kick it through from about 30 yards away. The Lancers would answer back. They would take a lead thanks to a touchdown. As always, in typical Windsor fashion, it came from like the 1 yard line. It was 3 yards and a cloud of dust. The Gaels, they did struggle for a bit. There was that long Windsor touchdown drive, but Queens forced a turnover deep in Lancer territory to set their offense up first and goal from the 5. And from there, Alex Braken connected with Nathan Falcone. That put the Gaels in front 13-7. But right before halftime, literally the final play of the first half, saw Windsor with a wildcat formation sneak it forward thanks to Kareem Cotton. And then a Brady Lidster extra point got the Lancers to 14. So that's where we sit at halftime. It is a one-point ball game. Windsor leads 14-13. If you're curious about the Guelph and Laurier game, Guelph has made it a bit more respectable. They did score and go for two, so it's 27-8. Guelph does have the ball back, but I wouldn't get my hopes up, folks. I really would not get my hopes up if I were you. There was a 99.9% chance that whoever wins today's contest will be heading to Laurier next week to play for the Yates Cup. So don't get your heart set on one more Queens home football game, because I don't think that will be happening. The Gaels, what I've liked from their first half performance, they switched to a 4-4 front. That is four down linemen and four linebackers, designed to try and limit the running lanes available to the Lancers. And I think for the most part, that has worked quite well. Offensively, oh, well, and there you go. Guelph just turned the ball over. So offensively, I think the Gaels, the run game has actually been more consistent than you would expect against a front as formidable as the Lancers. If the Gaels can get their passing offense in motion, well, we should have a pretty good chance of stunning the Windsor crowd and walking away with a semifinal victory. If Queens cannot get back to some semblance of offensive versatility, it's going to be really hard to consistently generate yardage or points against this Lancer defense. Well, the good news is, folks, this Queens team has been in a lot of big, high leverage ball games. So if anyone can get it done, these veteran, experienced, and battle tested Gaels, they've got the squad to do it. But it ain't going to be easy. We have got a huge second half of football action coming up sooner than you can think. It is war within a breath here on CFRC. And I have got confirmation that Nick Domovsky will indeed be the quarterback under fire for the Lancers in the second half. He is back. He is apparently in good enough game shape to continue. So that will be huge for Windsor, a major part of their offensive game plan. No update on Wiebe Mambo, who went down twice in the first half. It appears like he is still nursing his injuries. So that is the scene here as we get ready for our second half of football action. Your third quarter, if you're curious, will be brought to you by CFRC's annual funding drive. So let me tell you about the funding drive real quick. If you like the work that we do here on CFRC, I know I'm not in Windsor. I'm not live this week, but I am planning on being live in Laurier next week. Should we make it there, then head on over to CFRC.ca. You can get more information or you can donate directly. Get yourself some sweet CFRC swag. Or if you're feeling very generous, you want a tax receipt, you can actually donate through the Queen's University Giving Portal. Anything you can give goes a long way towards doing what we love to do here on 101.9 FM. So if you've enjoyed what you've heard at any point in the last calendar year, that's how you can pay it forward. We're going to hear a quick word about the funding drive, and we'll be back getting ready for third quarter football action in what is a one-score ball game. Still everything to play for, so don't you dare go anywhere. This is Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
CFRC 101.9 FM's funding drive is now underway. Join us this fall for great events, including our drag bingo fundraiser with local drag legend Tiffany Morgan at the Grad Club on November 18th. Come for a hilarious night of fun with friends and compete for glory and great prizes from CFRC and local sponsors. Only $5 to $10, pay what you can to get in. $5 tickets are now available via CFRC.ca and they'll be available at the door. The action starts at 7 o'clock on November 18th. See you there.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Quaymo! Quaymo! My goodness!
We are back at it, folks. The Gales just kicked the ball off to the Lancers to start our third quarter. And after a bit of east-west running, the Gales will tackle the Lancer returner down with without much additional drama. Tyreek Quason taken down there. If you're just joining us, it was a busy first half, but a bit of a slow first half, if I'm keeping it extremely honest with you. 14-13 is your scoreline. The Gales trail in Windsor, looking to secure a semifinal victory and make it back to the Yates Cup for the first time since 2022. Nick Domofsky is back in the ballgame. He's got a balanced formation here. Handed off up the middle on first down. And that is a great gain down the right-hand side of the field as the Lancers run game starting to impose its will. Liam Talbot, your tailback there. So a fast start for Windsor against a bulky Queens defense, definitely playing more of a run fit, but Windsor was able to exploit the gaps on that one and move it forward for first down yardage. So it'll be first and 10 from the Lancer 43-yard line. Windsor nursing a one-point lead here. Another run fit. There are three eligible receivers on the right-hand side for Domofsky. But he is just going to hand it back off to Talbot. Talbot taken down after a shorter gain this time, but still will set up second and manageable for this Windsor offense. This next snap will be taken around the Windsor 49-yard line. Third quarter brought to you, as you may have heard, by the CFRC funding drive, which is ongoing until December 31st. I'll have more information for you about the funding drive throughout today's broadcast. We do have big number 91, Eric Johnston, taking a knee on the turf here. We're hoping that's nothing too serious. But yes, the funding drive, our goal is $25,000. That money goes towards a many, many important things here at the station, including day-to-day operations, but also the funding of special projects, our work with local musicians, and the kind of coverage that we provide to your Queens Gaels, not just on the radio, but also on social media. So meditate upon that fact. And if you're feeling froggy, maybe jump on over to CFRC.ca if you'd like to donate. That would go a long way. Every little bit counts. Kind of like playoff football. Every point, every yard, every snap matters. Every donation, every cent, every dollar matters for CFRC's funding drive. We are back in action here. First and 10 for the Lancers. Hand off to Andrew Delaney. And Delaney is going to be, that was second down. And Delaney is going to be stopped up. So third and short incoming. Delaney only picked up about a yard, maybe a yard and a half. So it's a third and three right around midfield. And it looks like they are indeed going to bring the punt team onto the field here. So great job at this Queens defense, but you need to keep your eyes up. This is definitely a fake punt situation here. You never know what this Lancer team could dial up. So if you're Queens, keep your eyes on this punt team formation. It is going to be punted. It is going to be caught inside the 20-yard line and tackled up about the 16. Ian St. Arnaud didn't get a chance to see him break one loose this year, but obviously already an extremely accomplished kick and punt returner in his own right. He's given his offense the ball inside the 25. It'll be first and 10 for the Gaels at about their 18-yard line. No sign of Jared Kasari. He has been out, looked like some undisclosed injury. So Isaiah Adams is your tailback. Vraken's pass on first down is somehow caught by Logan Walton. He had to tip it to himself. Isn't much of a gain, but Vraken's pass just a little outside of his receiver's catch range. Good job by Logan Walton to tip that one into his hands and give the Gaels what he could muster on first down there. So we've got a second and long situation for Queens. We've got multiple men in motion on the left. It's going to be a halfback draw, and Isaiah Adams had absolutely nothing to work with. He is met deep in the backfield, and Queens is going to either have to punt this one away or concede a safety as their offense went nowhere quick. In fact, they did go somewhere. It's just unfortunately they went a lot more south rather than north, and that is going to lead to dueling two and outs to start our third quarter of football action. These Queens-Windsor games are not for the faint at heart. I will tell you that much. They have some bowling shoe tendencies at times, folks. And it looks like Matt Driver is indeed going to concede a safety here, extending the Lancer lead to 3 points. You may recall that is the score line. That was the definitive score line last time these two teams played, albeit 31-28. Right now it's 16-13. I almost went into autopilot and assumed it was a Lidster field goal, because that's usually what happens with this Lancer team. But no, a two and out leads to a conceded safety, giving Windsor a 3-point lead and the ball back on their 35-yard line. 16-13, the tally here, with 11 minutes and 10 seconds to play in your third quarter of football action. Low on highlights so far, but high on drama. This game is going to be decided by a razor-thin margin. I can just feel it. First and 10. Another handoff. Talbot makes one man miss. He breaks it wide, and he is going to be able to pick up much more on first down than we would have expected, considering he was met in the backfield originally. So good job there by this Queens defense to stretch out that run, but some missed tackles allow Talbot to pick up 6. Would have been a loss of yards if they had secured the tackle. Instead, it'll be 2nd and 4. From just over the 40-yard line, looks like about the 41. Lancers lead 16-13. two receivers on the right-hand side. It's going to be a handoff to Andrew Delaney. And Delaney breaks through a tackle, and Delaney might have reservations for six if Ian St. Arnaud, who does manage to knock him out of bounds, but that might be a crucial body haymaker to this Queens defense as they just let Andrew Delaney walk all over them for a huge first down gain. They had him met, but they could not finish the job. And that is going to have potentially dire consequences as, wow, Guelph has somehow clawed back. It is 27-16. They are staging a furious comeback. But I still don't think it's going to matter, folks. Although credit to the Griffins for showing fight against this Laurier team. First and 10 for the Lancers, complete at the 10-yard line. And it's going to be second and about eight inside the Queens five. And that would be the ultimate insult is if Guelph does somehow manage to come back and Queens is unable to seal the deal today, because that means they would have missed a shot at a home Yates Cup meeting. There is a flag down on the Lancers, so they will be moving back. But I believe it is after the yardage has been issued. So Queens starting to show some exhaustion from this very physical ball dominant offense. Windsor has been the better team for, well, they've played six quarters. I would argue five of those six quarters. Certainly look like it right now. Hand off, a wide sweep, turned pass from Kareem Cotton, and that's a touchdown for the Lancers on a wildcat throw. And the Gales unable to hold the Lancers. And Windsor is now up by 9 points with Brady Lidster on to make it 10. A disastrous start to the second half for the Queens Gales, and a great play call from the Windsor Lancers has got the Lancers up big in this OUA semifinal clash, a two-score lead against a team of this caliber. Has got the Gales in deep trouble here. So Queens trails 23-13 in the third quarter. 8 minutes to play in the third quarter, brought to you by the CFRC funding drive. And that's about as bad a start as you can get. Let's see if this Queens team can rebound and turn things around. If you're the offense, you can't afford to go two and out with how much momentum Windsor has right now. Another two and out could put this game out of reach, just to be very honest with you. So this is a consequential drive coming up here. For the Gales. And we are going to see Jared Kasari back in the ball game, which is obviously great news because his guys will need him, trailing by 10 on the road in Windsor. In a game that so far has been controlled by the hometown team, they have been able to do everything they have wanted to, save a first half fumble, which resulted in a Gales touchdown. But otherwise, Windsor has asserted dominance here and looked every bit the three seed as they try to break through and make their first Yates Cup in quite some time. Hand off to Jared Kasari up the middle, fighting hard for what he can find, will be short of first down yardage. But a good sign to see Kasari back in the ball game. This Queens team, a lot of expectations on their shoulder, a lot of veteran leaders offensively and defensively. And they are playing one of the finest defensive units in the country. And they have certainly struggled to find consistent yardage here. Second down from over the 20-yard line. Vraken does have time. He throws it to Jared Kasari, and that is incomplete, and that is a two and out.